Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Open mic, inner side. Hey, hello everybody. And you know, I didn't vote for Joe, president. I'm a very honest guy, you know. But that doesn't mean I don't care about him and I don't respect him and I don't you know, have the sense that he is the president of the United States, that people put him in there. But, Joe, you got to show people more that you care. Now, you got to straighten out that business over in Afghanistan. You got to get all the people out that we are responsible for and the families and all that, you know. You got to make sure of that. Then, what I believe, to get back in the good graces, because they say your popularity has plummeted. I didn't hear a percentage, but nevertheless, to get back in the good graces, give that stimulus. Give the $2,000 a month. For the at least the duration of this virus stuff, you know, and stop shoving this vaccine down people's throats. People don't like that. I'll tell you, that's a sure way to become unpopular and, you know, where people are not going to listen to you and pay attention. Everybody's different. A lot of people shouldn't have that vaccine. So those are just some ideas from Inner Sight, and you know, we have over 100,000 listeners, and I would guess that many of those are not happy with President Biden. Well, you gotta do something about it. Get that stimulus. See, if you give the stimulus, President, people, whether they like you or not, will begin to realize that you care about them. I think that's what most people want to know, that the government cares. Now, the government didn't do a very good job in protecting us from this so-called virus. All right? So now, they should make up for it. At least give us a little support. I mean, $2,000 a month is not a lot of money. Not in this day and age. But it would help. It would help. People are struggling with their business. People are behind in their rent. You know, people need to know that the President of the United States is aware and thinking about them. And I think one of the best ways to do it is to come out with this stimulus. And I was told by someone that other states are giving stimulus. There's nothing here in New York. And New York is a big Democratic state. So somehow if this broadcast trickles down to Mr. President Joe Biden, I hope that he will take notice and pay attention that the stimulus is very, very important. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and we'll try to get the phones on. Tomorrow is a big day for many of us, the day that Mary is supposed to be released from the nursing home. So we'll be watching that and see how that goes, and we'll definitely report on that for you tomorrow night show. You know, we worked hard on this. We broadcasted it. We made some phone calls, you know, to the media. So let's see what happens. Let's see if this finally goes through. been a long, hard battle with this. And it shouldn't be that way. It should not be that way. If the money was dispensed in the right way, it wouldn't be that way. You know, if there's money there to help someone, that money should be in the hands of the person who needs the help. That's the best way to do it. And of course, you know, you monitor the situation, make sure it's being used right, and you have laws that money must only be used for a specific purpose. You know, no one is above the law, including the disabled. So if people want responsibility and their freedom, they're going to have to make sure that they would use the money for the purpose of which it's intended, like similar to what goes on with the SNAP program and all that. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Inner Side Open Mic, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. 631-484-3085. And give Gary a call. Great guy. The volunteer, he doesn't get paid for what he does. He has a regular job, but he donates his time to make sure he has the food and the medical for the disabled, for the people, not only the disabled, but all. All right, Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue. Oh, the little bear, Akita, Joanne Diamond, South Jersey, 609-388-7004 on the ringy-dingy, as Louie would say. Hope we can get his call in tonight. All right, Tom's River, New Jersey. Adopt an Akita. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world. Avante, Corey, Little Tommy, Royalty, Ollie Campbell, and many, many others. Those are some who have passed away too young, much too young. So go an extra mile for a child. Protect the children. And
hello.
Make sure that they're safe. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, James Bahamonde. You need a civil rights opinion? Call Mr. Bahamonde, 516-783-9662, civil rights attorney, James Bahamonde. Inner Sight, open mic. And
if the mic is open.
Well, I hope so. All right, Inner Sight. And let's see, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, and many, many others. Suffolk Bus Corp. We still would like to match that $2,000 donation that they gave us. So we offer free publicity. And we'll even make a video for you. You know, we can come right to your place of business and make a video, and you can have it to promote, put it up on your website. We'll put it up on our website. And we've been getting a lot of attention on the show, so.
Yes, we have.
We'd be happy to promote your business. All right. We'll do it for a whole year if you donate $2,000 and match John Corrado's donation. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, And Able News. How about the Able News? You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Don't forget to sign up petitions, change.org, the one on the service dog schools. And we just met with congressmen on that one. We'll keep you posted. And the other one on the nursing homes. Is there a national closed-down nursing homes month?
I wish.
That's what
I
we
really
need.
Do. Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
You know? We ought to propose that on Facebook.
Yeah, we could do that when we write the Facebook.
Intersight wants a national closed-down nursing home month. And in that month, you'd gather all the stories of people who don't have their freedom. And all the money that's being wasted in that regard.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Let's see. You don't want to make it in June or July. You got the ADA. In June's all the weddings.
Yeah.
September is National Service Dog.
And
what
then
about
October's
August?
Nothing. Oh, August
no,
or October,
October you got,
whatever.
You got the cancer. Cancer stuff.
Oh, you got the
I think August
variety?
Would be good.
If you can.
Give
yeah.
people something to do over the summer, you know, with nothing going on in August.
No, there isn't.
That
but
I know
you'd have
of.
To look. You'd have to look what awareness months are in August.
Well,
you might
I never heard of
one.
Any. But, but we ought to propose that on Facebook, something different, you know. If we
mm-hmm.
want a national closed down nursing homes month.
Yeah.
You know. I think tomorrow we'll try to get that up on the Facebook along with the service dog. Next month, of course, is National Service Dog Month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Intersight 213-816-1650. Open mic. Talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean. Otherwise, I'm kicking you out of here. All right?
Wow.
And believe me, all I got to do is hang up and you're
That's
gone.
That's it.
All right, Intersight. Anybody on the line?
There was Danny, but I guess
right.
He had something he had to do.
Danny likes to listen, so that's cool.
Yeah, I know. He was in listening.
All right, open mic. And I cannot stress enough, and I'm going to do it several times during the show, that President Biden should wake up and give us this stimulus.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's very unpopular. People are not happy with him. You want to get back in the good graces? Give people.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it. When you give,
that's
you
true.
Get. You know, the old saying.
That's true. Yeah.
It's so damn true.
It is true.
So, you know, the other day, when I go into the coffee shop, I always give them gratuities, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a couple of months ago, whatever it was. I went in there and I give them, you know, a couple of a buck or two, whatever I can do. And I walk out, and somebody comes up to me and says, "Oh, I know who you are. Here's a $20 donation."
That's good.
When you give, you get.
That's right.
Mr. Biden. People need help. People want to know that the President of the United States cares about them.
That's true.
And what better way to, you know, help people?
Yeah.
$2,000 and with what?
No, I just said I wish we had a fundraiser. We could afford a fundraiser, honestly. That would be good, or a PR firm or whatever, just so we can get us started.
You know,
well,
you
got to
pay for it.
Yeah, no.
Sure. But the president should take the lead in caring for people.
That's true.
You know?
Very true.
And I think there's a petition of 3 million names, and it's growing. For the stimulus. Now, there's an indicator right there.
Right.
I mean, what's he going to do? Wait until the 50 million
names? I guess, yeah. That's terrible.
So,
people are suffering,
you know, remember,
out there, and it's not being covered, or no attention is brought to it. That's not good.
Well, it's just, you can get it online. Attention's being brought to it.
Well, that's
not,
about it. Just attention, but it's not nothing's attention, meaning the Congress or even Biden or anybody is to of our
well,
government.
I haven't
is
heard it
attention.
Mentioned in the news.
No.
You know.
That's interesting, too.
But if the president's population is plummeting, as it said on NBC,
yes, popularity,
he's
got
to do something to bring it up.
Yeah, that's true.
What better way?
That's true, too.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. And, you know, I've been hearing on the news, these electric cars are causing a lot of trouble.
Really?
There have been fires, which is very dangerous.
Wow.
Battery trouble.
Yeah.
You know, starting trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't forget, you gotta charge these things up. Now, part of the infrastructure that they talk about is charging places for electric cars.
Should be right where the gas stations are. That's all.
I don't know.
And where your parking is mostly. Because you need
I don't know.
You know, yeah. You need both.
But what I'm thinking is, how safe are those charging places? You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that too.
Is that another outlet for some maniac to come and plug in a
it
bomb?
Well, not even that. Not only a bomb, I wouldn't say that. You know what I would say? I would say that's another outlet for robbing people or taking away their car in the first place, because they're stuck there, you know. And once it gets charged, they could just, you know, grab it and go. I mean, I don't feel really happy about
that. Well, I don't know how
the
thing works, but it's got to be locked in somehow.
Well, you can't move it if it doesn't have a charge. So that, I would say that's the only thing that would keep it safe, in my eyes.
But I'm not too happy with all this stuff that these scientists, you know, it's just being done to make money. I get the sense that the safety stuff and features is secondary.
For the electric car? I don't know.
Yeah,
what
and what
car.
I'm hearing, you know, the fires, the batteries and all that, you know?
Well,
I don't know, man.
You know what they would say? They would say they're working out the kinks. Yeah, what kinks?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
How many of those planes did they release from Boeing that went down?
Right.
And that's one of the biggest outfits in the world. You know?
Yeah.
I think that people are pushing themselves and and they want everything fast, and they want everything good, you know, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
Oh, you mean getting the stuff faster than usual? Or
for me,
the actual,
you know what
car?
I would say? You know what the best thing for the earth is?
No.
People are not going to agree. Nobody's going to want it. A horse and a wagon.
Yeah, that's right. I would.
That's the best thing we ever had. You know?
Yeah.
Horse and a wagon. So, you know, I'm not too happy with all this stuff that they're trying to bring about. You be very careful with it. All right, open mic, 213-816-1650. You know, if you want to call in,
well,
sound off.
Well, here's what I want to sound off about. I don't feel like the hospital did me any good at all.
You and 50 million others.
I know, but I'm just
hospital
saying.
Hospital doesn't do anybody any good.
No, I don't feel like I'm better.
I mean, unless you're injured and you're bleeding and they patch you up.
Yeah.
But beyond that, what the hell good are they?
I could tell you I'm not feeling well, that's all. I don't want to, you know, TMI is the rest.
Well, that's because they want you to come back and sign them some more money.
Do something. Yeah, I know. But I don't feel like I'm healed. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. You gotta change what you're doing. You know?
Of course.
Now, from what you told me, you were in that place,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor had the feeling that you took too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably did, and it was probably what the doctor told you to take. Am I right or wrong?
It was, actually. It was.
Well, then how the hell are you supposed to? It's not your fault.
No, it isn't. But stupid
ass doctor.
I know. He kept asking me, did you overdose? Are you okay? And I just said, no, I didn't overdose. I remember hearing myself say that. But I just
no,
was
you should have
so
said I took everything he told me to take.
That's what
and,
I did.
And maybe
when
I did overdose, but he told me to do it.
No.
That's what you should have said.
Yeah, but that wasn't the reason why I was supposed to be there. The reason why was because I had a swollen leg.
Obviously, that's what happened. You get too much stuff.
Yeah.
And all
and
at one
they
time,
found something
shoving
else
it down
because
you.
I said.
That's crazy.
You know, I said that my side hurts, and they found something else. But the fact that they found that was a fluke, really, it really was.
How many people go into a hospital and find the same thing that you found?
Yeah.
Thousands.
Probably.
Every day.
A lot, yeah.
Every day, because they're giving them too much damn stuff.
Yeah.
One to counteract this,
the worst
one for side
seen.
Effects for this, one for the other for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, get out of here.
I think it is side effects, mostly. Really,
yeah, right.
I do. You know.
So you've got to change your lifestyle. Everybody does.
Oh, hell yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
You know, you got to do with some of the things I suggested earlier. When we
yeah,
spoke.
I will. Yeah,
but,
I will.
But, yeah, I mean, these hospitals are not there
to help
people.
Money, yes.
They're only there
that's
to make money. If
for.
They really wanted
that's
to
right.
help people, they would operate differently.
Yes, they would.
You know.
Now, I'm telling you, my stomach is burning right now, and that's not normal for a stomach to feel that way.
You got to get some good stuff in there.
I do. You know what helps me the most with the nausea and everything is the ginger. Just give me ginger all day, I'll be happy. Really.
Yeah, well, you can take too much of that, you wind up with diarrhea. But what you should do is that exercise, the stomach up.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the hydrochloric acid is not going down where it belongs.
They're minimizing my hydrochloric acid by two of the medicines that they're giving me, but that's not helping that area at all.
Well,
so why
no
are
good.
They doing
you can't,
it? I don't know.
The body knows how much hydrochloric acid you need. You can't tamper
that's
with
right.
that.
No, you can't.
I see. That's not right. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in a site. Open mic, and we need to educate ourselves.
Yes.
You know, don't count on other people to educate you and to help you, because you're going to be very disappointed.
You can't.
Do it on your own.
I have no choice. I'm lucky I have Phil, your brother, you know, who's offered to help, so I'm going to call him tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, later on in the day, like you said.
He studies a lot, and, you know, he's very up on a lot of the latest things.
Yeah.
And there's a number of doctors on the YouTube that
he watches. Probably.
Help with that, too.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
The
in
one
sight,
that you mentioned looks like he has
see.
A couple of different remedies that I'm going to look into.
Yeah. Tomorrow night's show, keep your hands off my money. That's tomorrow
That's
night.
Right. I would be able to go for specific treatments if I had my money. Period.
Sure. Of course you would. Thursday night, why do disabled people have it so hard? Well,
yeah, that's a good question.
We'll tell
all
you
the
why
shows.
Thursday night.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Shouldn't be that way. Really shouldn't.
And Friday is the funniest. Oh, Friday, don't forget, we got some inside information on ex-governor's letter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people don't know this, but you're going to hear it on Friday. An old friend of Mario Cuomo helped Andy write that letter.
Oh.
All right, and we're gonna have that for you on Friday. It's really funny. It's hilarious.
I found something that was... Yeah, we were talking about that, by the way.
What?
But I found something that you'd be interested in. I don't know if you can hear me. There was remember that doctor that was online that had all the what was that called? Actually, that he was doing for the dogs, where he is a holistic doctor for the dogs.
I don't know who you mean, but what about him?
The one who we talked about, the apple cider vinegar, with Sarah Bell and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, I don't recall
up.
His name, but...
I do. I found his name, and, yeah, he has an office. But I don't know if he does any virtual appointments. I doubt that. But he does have an office. So
where, in New York?
I'll look into it more. Yeah. I think so. Hold on.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. And if you want to comment on President Joe Biden's plummeting population.
That's right.
Plummeting population. Just call in 213-816-1650, and what do you believe would bring the president up out of the cellar.
Nah.
You know, when you the old days in Brooklyn, when a baseball player was in a slump, you know, he doesn't have the hit in 20 at bats, you know.
Yeah.
The announcer would say, "And so and so is in the cellar." Well, that's where Joe is right now.
He's in the basement.
He's in the cellar, you know, and...
The wine cellar? Oh, my, no.
Got to get out of there.
He's got to, right.
Well, if he drinks a little wine, maybe it'll help him.
That's right. Oh.
All right, inner sight. And, yeah, a little wine's good for your stomach, by the way.
It is? Really?
Oh, yeah. Don't overdo it, but a little
this
bit.
This is a weird.
Good
for my
stomach.
Maybe I'll try. What's Louis's remedy? The sangria.
No, I wouldn't drink that. No.
No.
That's no good. You mix the sugar with the wine. That's no good. That's very bad.
Oh, they put sugar in that? I can't have that.
Fruit has a lot of sugar in it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, open mic. And Friday night, don't forget, on the funnies, we'll have the letter.
Yeah.
Among other things.
For National Guide Dog Month, there is... National Guide Dog Awareness Month, I think that's what they call it. I found something that has, where they go and they actually have, what was it? Oh, God, my mind is not thinking right today. The pet food people are actually joining in to actually have that, you know, funded and working on it. So I found some interesting pet food companies that if you have, maybe if we have, you know, contact them, maybe they will be interested in helping us in certain ways, you know?
Well, they could sponsor the show.
That's what I was thinking.
Why not?
Yeah.
We talk about guide dogs, service dogs all year long.
Yeah.
You know.
There's a couple of programs that are there to help for that.
I'd like to do a thing on Facebook next month. All the facts the service dog schools don't want you to know about.
Yeah.
In honor of National Service Dog Month. We should do that. Something like that.
That's true.
Let people know. You know.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a thought. There's a positive way of getting people's attention. Maybe get more signatures on our...
Well, I know we're being listened to because we're not even putting up shows on certain websites, and we're definitely getting listened, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, just to give people a little example, one fact, if you're blind... and you go to a school, guide dog school, you train 3 weeks, that doesn't mean you're going to get your dog.
That's true.
And the agencies raise a considerable amount of money, and they keep the money. And by and large, the public is not aware of that fact.
That's true.
All right. I was talking to somebody today, a blind woman, who was telling me that the involvement of the state is becoming more and more prevalent in reporting to the schools how the mobility of a person is, and that report can be used to deny them the dog, you know, or to get them the dog.
That's true.
So there you have another situation, you know. The agencies, the guide dog schools claim that they don't get money from the state. Well, if the state is evaluating for them, money's got to be coming, changed hands someplace. They don't do it for free. I mean, the counselors, the cane traveling people get paid. There's money there. So we need a law. The Americans with Disability Act should protect people who have to deal with these schools. 213-816-1650. Let's see if we get Louie calling in to advertise Friday night. We may get Louie the Lick.
Right on target. Right on target. Here he is.
All right. In a sight with Lou.
He knew it. Here he is.
Hey.
Hey, Lou.
Who's this?
Who's that?
Nobody.
I don't know. Nobody.
Surprise! It's Louis Rivera Jr.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Surprise, all right.
Hey, how you feeling? How you feeling so far, Frank and Suzanne?
Well,
I feel great. I can conquer the world with one hand.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Hey, guys, I missed your phone call Friday because there was no engineer, but I listened to Frank Carino on the tubes, on the blower, through the line, on the airwaves.
Well, what'd you do, go to your girlfriend's house or what?
Not girlfriends. I went to my sister's last Friday.
Oh, all right. All right, so, yeah. So
I
you're staying out of trouble?
I my niece's birthday.
Oh.
Louis never say it. I stay out of trouble. I never a trouble guy. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, how old is your niece?
35 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh. She's a big person. What's her name? I wish her a happy birthday. What's her name?
Candace, that's my sister's daughter.
Candace, darling, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Candace.
That's my sister. That's a sister's daughter.
Happy birthday, your sister's daughter, to you.
To you.
Anyway, did you have a nice time with a nice party or what?
There's no party, just a birthday, that's all.
Oh. You have a birthday cake?
Yeah, birthday a cake and a little birthday cake and an ice cream.
Candles?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, here's what they're saying on TV about blowing out candles. Try not to blow out candles because it could spread the virus. I know.
Trying not to blow out a candle.
I blew out a candle.
Anyway.
I just took off my oxygen and let the air dissipate, you know, from the oxygen. And then on my birthday, I blew out candles. It was in December. I said, I want my birthday. That's it.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Hey, Lou, you remember that song, 16 candles, remember that?
Oh, I remember that.
School. Yeah. Yeah, that's John, the late Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, Maestro,
called the
yeah.
Quest.
There you go.
I think Johnny passed away.
Oh.
I think it was many years ago.
Yeah, he wasn't old, though.
Yeah.
A young guy.
Oh, Johnny, he's sang with the Quest, and then he sang with Johnny Maestro's Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Huh?
He sang with the Clefs? The Cleftones?
No, not the Cleftones, just the Crest and
the
Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Remember the vocal group, the Brooklyn Bridge?
Yeah.
You remember the Cleftones, Louis?
Yeah. Cleftones, I remember that.
Yeah, I met them some years back. Herbie Cox.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway.
Heart and soul. Right down in front of me. Heart and soul.
There you go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that a Cleftone song?
Boo.
16 candles. Make a lonely night.
Okay, he knows it.
I love forever when your love unites. Blow out the candles. Make a wish come true.
Well, I'll be wishing.
That you love me
too.
Oh, I love you so. Well, I love you so. You're only 16. You're my love drops queen.
There you go. I like that.
Whoa, your greatest and loveliest girl
I've ever seen. Yeah. All right, Louis Rivera. Tell them about Friday night, Lou.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jerry Lewis, and I'm going to want you to tune on a Friday night for me tonight on the Ringy Ringy Radio, Intersight and the Blog Talk Radio. Possess the Follics are going to have a good time. And with my friend Rosanna and Jerry Lewis, I'm talking to the Swab and everything. And we're talking about the bathroom, right? And then flirting with girls. And I'm not finished yet. Actually, I was flying with girls, and I talked to Pat Cooper. We're going to have a good time. And don't forget Ralph Crafton.
Yeah, he's not finished
Ralph,
yet. That was the best
talking about I'm talking about
you're
Ralph
finished.
Crafton.
You're through. Get him out of here.
Ralph Crafton and Lauren Hardy and the Follics and many more.
He's going.
And for a friendly philosopher.
He's set up.
All right, Friday
well.
Night.
You're going to have to do a lot of that.
8 to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
come on Friday night. Don't forget to call in, and I'll be calling in on your ringy telephony on the Rosanna
we'll
Dana
the real
radio on the
that people
Talk
didn't
radio.
Get from Cuomo.
That's right. I got the politically correct letter.
You got the fake letter. Everybody
right.
got the fake letter. We got the real letter Friday night.
That's right.
All right, Intersight.
I'm thinking about Caroline. I missed your phone call. I hadn't heard her for a while. No, here she should be. I'm calling on the block for Roy Radio. Talking to Caroline, sweet Caroline. Good time. Never seen so good. I miss her so much.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll tell her that.
All right. Maybe
all right.
we'll get her
they
back.
They still have a number, right? Yeah.
When she calls in, call me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay,
Lou.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate that.
okay, I love you guys.
Hey, I love
all
you.
All right, in a sight. We love Louie.
Take love. Take care, guys.
Louie love.
All right, take care.
All right, in a sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, and my next Thursday, not this Thursday, next Thursday, my special guest host, Pidgey, will be here. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
That we will be back together after all these years, and just, you know, the flow that we had and the chemistry, it's still there. We still got it.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
so
cool.
Next Thursday, we got to promote that show.
Yeah, we will, especially when she has the book stuff. I could write some stuff about her book and where people can get it and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of books, I want to thank my very good friend, Allie, for partnering up with me on my book. I started to write my book. I got the intro going.
Oh, cool.
And I'm very excited about that, and I want to thank my dear friend, Ira Tucker, for all his encouragement and believing, you know, that it's going to be a big success. Now, coming from a guy like Ira, who has shared in the success of many, many celebrities over the years, you know, I believe I got a pretty good chance with the book.
I think you do. You actually have an interesting and compelling story, to say the least.
Yeah.
Just as compelling as mine in a different way, you know.
So just to mention a few of the celebrities that will be mentioned in my book, you know, Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
And all these people that I'm mentioning I've met. Johnny Cash, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, just to mention a few. Lena Horne.
Yeah.
You know? So
how about Liz Taylor writing us that letter, you know, to give us support?
What? Oh, yeah.
Liz
Taylor. I never met Liz Taylor, but
you know,
she sent me a beautiful letter.
She
I'm gonna put that letter in the book.
Yeah, you should.
All right. So I hope that by the end of next summer, my book will be complete.
That'd be great.
That's my goal. All right. The book
you
is
should
be
have
called
it
Inter-
in all formats and just prove
Intersight.
Everybody wrong. You know.
Well, yeah, that's going to be part of
what
the publisher's going to have to do.
That's right.
You know,
that's going to be interesting.
Get it out to it. To everybody.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And if you want to call in and sound off or talk about whatever you want to talk about. Pick your own subject tonight on Inner Side.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
My subject right now is my stomach. I want it to feel better.
Yeah.
I do.
A fact
it's not too
of
much
the
there.
A fact
Sorry.
About the railroad. All right.
Oh, let's hear this.
Federal law dictates that an engineer, in going over a railroad crossing, must blow his train horn four times.
Mm.
That's the law. So if
That's
you hear the railroad and you hear, you count, you know, four blasts on the horn, that's why. And if they fail to do that, they can get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. We hit
Federal
the train
law.
From where we're at all the time because we're not too far from the train.
Yeah.
We're on the main line, and we're really not far from the train.
Every railroad crossing, every train in this country has to do that.
We're between, actually, two railroads. One doesn't have a train stop. But one does, of course, you know, the farming deadline. Anyway, we're so close. We're right in between these two. You could hear one on one side coming in the middle of the night. You could hear the other one. I've gotten so used to it, I just, you know, I don't hear that well. So it just, you know, it's louder than what I hear. Yeah.
All right. And aside, give me a, can you give me a late number on listens?
Yeah, hold on.
What's the latest number?
Okay, here comes.
On people listening.
109,461.
109,461.
Correct.
That's pretty good. You know, we're headed to 110,000.
That'd be cool. I'd be very happy with that.
New York, open mic, 8:51.
Man.
Summertime. Hey, Labor Day is next week, isn't it?
I know. Isn't that crazy? This
wow.
year literally flew. I don't know. That's just how I feel.
Next week is Labor Day. All right. So...
Mm-hmm.
The fall will be upon us before you know it.
I like fall. I like fall and spring. Those are my really favorite times of the year.
Mm.
But because of the environment, let me say, they're not, it's not helping. You're not getting the global warming is, you're not getting the fall that we used to have here in New York and the spring as well. It's beautiful weather.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much I believe about that global warming business, you know.
What do you mean? You can see the temperatures. It's getting more and more hot.
Yeah, but next year could change. What do you say?
It could be an El Nino year. It could be an La Nina year. It depends on what the water temperature is.
All right, once again, Innersight is calling for $2,000 stimulus per month for the duration of this so-called variant, and we believe the President of the United States ought to step up,
yeah,
and any other politician, encourage him and step up and make it happen, because people need help, especially if you're disabled, you know. Because not only are we locked into a certain income, that income can be tampered with.
That's right.
You know, if a person gets a job or somebody donates money or gives them money and the government finds out about it, that can affect their benefits.
It definitely can.
So... give that stimulus. People need it.
Very badly.
The official word from Innersight. And Innersight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number, by the way, 631-224-3090. I've been getting a lot of weird calls on my phone, on the Innersight phone.
Yeah.
From strangers. All over the country, who say that someone has called them from the Innersight number. Isn't that weird?
Wow, that is weird.
So I now, I when they call me and say, "Did you call me?" And, you know, I apologize. I reported it to the police, by the way. I reported it to the phone company.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that anybody can do about it. It's evidently happening to other people, too.
Other businesses?
People. I don't know, business or whatever.
Okay.
But I want to apologize to any of the public who get a call from my phone. It's not us. It's somebody.
That's right.
using the phone somehow.
Yeah.
So, there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame us.
Mm.
And, you know, when you report it to the authorities and they say there's nothing they can do about it, well, maybe it'll burn itself out.
Yeah, right.
All right. In a sight. Open mic. Got a few minutes. 213-816-1650.
I refreshed the website. I want to see if there's a no other. We're good.
All right.
Listening.
And tomorrow we will certainly be following Mary's release.
No, I hope so.
From the nursing home. So we'll let you know about that, how that goes.
Yeah.
And hopefully at last she'll
be out.
Get out of that place. Everybody.
I keep praying for her so that, you know, everything goes nicely for the both of them.
Yeah, they put us through so much damn stress over this.
Oh, I know.
You know, Maureen, too, you know.
Maureen,
so
mostly. Poor woman.
Unnecessary stress because of the way the system operates.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it is, man.
Yeah.
So we got to change that. People should not have to go through all that stress. There's enough stress in the world without people making it worse.
And they should also expedite when people want to get out. If they find an apartment, they should expedite their release. They should not hold on to them. No?
Yeah, well, every apartment should be accessible.
That's true, too.
You know, if every apartment was accessible, you wouldn't have trouble finding a place.
Yeah. Well, I remember every time Maureen would call me and say, well, what's, you know, this program mean and what's that and which did you, I just thought all of my mom and I thought of myself as well because we're all experiencing, you know, that type of restriction, that type of, you know, capture, I would say, from
too much red tape, too many damn programs.
Yeah, it's true. There are four programs that are supposed to help you with getting out
great.
Of it.
Look at all the money that waste.
Yeah. Should be all in one program. That's it.
Sure.
Give me the money and that's it. I know how to use it.
You know, it's a horrible waste. And you got to pay all those salaries, all those office spaces, all those people who are capitalizing on other people's misery.
Misery. Yeah.
All right, Innocent, we'll be with
that.
You tomorrow night. And that's the subject for tomorrow night. Keep your hands off my money.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about the guy in Texas who drew his gun when somebody was trying to touch his money.
Oh, my.
All right. In a sight. Tomorrow night. Thank you for listening. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and all our friends out there, over 109,000 listeners. We've just begun. We want 109,000 million.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That's what we want.
That'd be awesome, Brian.
Inner Sight means freedom. 631-224-3090. Phone number. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. And build up that immune system. Don't let anybody tell you. You got to take the poison.
Yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.